They are bound to be listening still. But this is like a party line, Jerry said. Party line, a word peculiar to Southern Africa meaning a telephone number shared by more than one person, where the call is distinguished by the number or length of the rings. All members on that line, unfortunately, can also listen in on the call. We are still concerned about Aso. Can you talk to us about him? I asked. Aso is fine. They reached Venus and their craft is now in orbit. The students have been taken to the surface. There is still a skeleton staff of personnel on the carrier, but otherwise all is well. Jerry stopped, sighed and added, I do not want to say much about the other matter at the moment. Our eavesdroppers are no doubt rejoicing because the Confederation are no longer here due to the magnetic disturbance. They have a free hand at the moment, unfortunately. So I would only say that conditions are very much slim, but shortly there may be an improvement. That's all I will say at the moment. Yes, I understand, I said. Jerry, can we change to the Confederation thought frequency, so that we can talk more freely? Jerry agreed and Edwin was returned and after X-soft-planing the situation to him, he was again induced into a state of trance, but this time by getting him to listen through the headphones to the special recorded sounds. As soon as he was ready, I called Jerry and he responded immediately. Note this concept of an adversary runs all through our literature, both popular and religious, and metaphysical as well. We see it in our mythologies and religions, and our histories are filled with it. It frequently turns up in extensive UFO contact cases where the contact is sustained and dialogue develops. We see it in nature all around us. Perhaps all evolution is simply the outwork soft-hyphening of these opposites. Nothing seems immune and posse soft-bly it is never overcome. It has not seemed to stop the progress of those more advanced than we. In addition to this, a slightly different, though not new, dimension is added in this report by the concept of counterpart opposites in antimatter and different time. Maybe even this natural opposite is what gives rise to the adverse soft-sari nature of conscious life throughout all being in time and space. We can talk freely now, he said. This has been an education for me. I don't think I gave away anything of importance. But we all suspect now that Golda was connected with the outer worlds, I said. Ah yes, one has to be very careful. These blighters wait for an opportunity like this. That's why the cold Asians are using this method of trance, induced by these strange sounds. This is safe because it is on a very high frequency of thought vibration, much higher than the usual. Many so-called mediums get involved with these characters who have a free hand on this planet at this moment. They are tearing around in a frenzy now be soft-cause our cold Asian friends can't reach us during this magnetic upheaval. We don't know how long this is going to last. Melka has already been moved to further out from the solar system and communication with them is very erratic. So it is now a matter of waiting for the conditions to return to normal. We're just standing by here at a base. There is nothing to do. The astral craft we have here is the only remaining link with the Confederation and we cannot afford anything to happen to it. Then there is the energy position. You see, Aso has our spare batteries and the only remaining cells are those in the craft. We are therefore cranking the hangar doors by hand. For soft-intimately there is a manual mechanism to open and close these doors but normally they are power operated. So we are carefully conserving our energy supply. On the communications side, things are quiet now. We usually handle between 35 and 40 transmissions a day, but there is no soft-thing at present. To our question if he was by himself at a base, Jerry replied, no, there's the owner of the farm and two others. Four of us in all. We are all on standby. At all the other bases it is much the same. Has this kind of magnetic disturbance ever happened soft-ed before? I asked. Not in my lifetime, said Jerry. I have been told it has in the past, but I don't think there were any abases in those days. For us, it is something new. Echo soft-signally, area disturbance such are not too serious. These are like our electrical storms. But this latest disturbance is on a bigger scale, extending through our whole solar system. It has virtually cut us off from the surrounding space, isolating us very effectively. What about the craft from the North Polar regions? We asked. These craft are normally bell-shaped or mushroom-shaped and are usually very small. They don't carry more than a few crew. They have no large craft and they are not propelled by the magnetic fields. They use some electric turbo propulsion system, therefore they can't really venture very far out into outer space, but they do cause mischief in certain areas on our planet. Have you come across this Golder before, or do you think this might be a fictitious name? I asked. I have not heard the name before. It is hard to say. Normally they don't venture into Africa, semicolon, it is a little far from home for them. They seem to prefer the cooler regions and isolated areas which are densely co-soft hyphen veered by vegetation. Their craft are not reliable and there's to have to stop after traveling a few hundred kilometers, probably to regenerate power and then take off again. It is hard to say what they are after. The Coldasians are well aware of them and their activities, but I'm told not to be too concerned about these people. Apparently the Iridian Greys. They have caused a disturbance in the past and even bloodshed, but they normally keep to themselves and are rarely seen. The people who have seen them are very fortunate if get back home. Fourth have been known to abduct persons who are never seen again. What would happen if there were a fireball Emma soft hyphen gency now that a base is only on standby? I asked. Well, this is a dangerous situation at the moment. If anything of that nature were to happen, well, I'm afraid there would be nothing we could do. You see, this is one of circumstances where, unfortunately, the whole rescue operation will have to be abandoned. During the magnetic disturbances, there is simply nothing that can be done. Unfortunately, the Coldasians have to rely on magnetic fields for power and mobility. Their craft are at present useless in our solar system. As we are talking to you now, Jerry, there is an soft hyphen other question we have. How did you become involved with the Confederation? How did it all start for you? Well, as you all know, my name is Jerry. I was adopted by the owner of this farm. My parents died in a motor car accident when I was 7 years old. After I completed my schooling at a well-known boys' college in Natal, South Africa, I was trained by the Confederation. This is now my work. This is what I do for a living. We also do some farming. Yes, we heard about your cabbages from ASO, we said, laughing. That was an oversight on my part. I didn't realize that they do not have cooking facilities on these craft. All their food is pre-cooked. Nevertheless, it was Tfluffy to take food to the marooned craft. Asked if he was married, he told us no. We suggested soft hyphen Ted that he might be too young to marry, but he said that he would be 33 years old that coming November. To this he added, I should have been going for a trip to Salamia at that time, but with the magnetic disturbance I'm not so sure now. We asked him if he had ever been there before and if he would like to stay there for good. Yes, I go every year for 3 weeks. It took me a while to get used to the space travel, but after a few journeys one gets used to it. Yes, I would like to stay on Salamia. But I have been told that I will soon go to Calder's. It all depends on circumstances now. What an experience such a journey to the anti-soft hyphen matter universe must be, I said. Yes, I'm very fortunate, he said. I am here with my adopted father. It's a wonderful life, we don't need anything or want anything and we have lots of freedom. We can come and go as we like, but we are also kept very busy. What is ASO like? I asked. ASO comes from a planet in the Confederation that is really on a younger scale of evolution. It is called Carmel. I would guess that their scale of evolution is about the same level as we have reached here on Earth at present. One might say that they are somewhat rough and ready, but they are really good people. Whisked Jerry if they had a good view of the craft and was it really as big as he said it was? Oh yes, it is a gigantic craft. You could not miss it. It's one of the old type cruisers. They are not as capable as the latest types, but they can still do the job. I have never seen one of these before. the Cetonian Shave, the newer model, which is far more compact and not as large, yet more spacious in many other ways. We continued talking about various other things for another 10 minutes and then ended our thought contact. The next time we heard Jerry's voice, the circumstances at a base had changed drastically. Chapter 17, Earth Base is Evacuated. Magnetism is the lifeblood of the universe, said Voldar. To travel from our confederation to Earth, we use the network of magnetic fields. Without using fuels or propellants, we take advantage of the natural current soft-TS in the field and our craft flow along with it, like a ship in full sail before a trade wind. From June 1975 to March 1976, a severe disturbance occurred in the magnetic fields in our solar system. Confederation space travelers reported buffeting and effects similar to air pockets in the magnetic tunnels, which connects planets. During a magnetic storm, these tunnels often break off completely, leaving two stumps ending with a U-turn of the two opposing streams of magnetic force lines. We at Cubase heard of the consequences of the magnetic breakdown on a tape recording we received from Jerry of a base which arrived by unseen messenger in September 1975. On it was an urgent message to all our bases on Earth which Jerry managed to record. The mess soft-H was marred by crackling and atmospherics. Reception conditions must have been Viriparath time. The voice said that his name was Sildar, controller of the main communication center of the capital city of Sulin. He said that he was transmitting on the Colder's soft-E in frequency 119 and that he had an urgent message to relay from Granda. This is a directive from the superiors of Granda to all operational bases on Earth, Zilda began. Activities at ILA bases must stop immediately. No more patrols are to be made in the operational area as soft-IGN to your base. All operations must stop now. It was an insistent message and he continued, "We are very distressed by your reports of a military attack on Onifera bases. We have always regarded the nation responsible for this attack to be our friend. We are astonished that those who pledge their goodwill and loyalty have struck at our base at a time like this when we are handicapped by the magnetic disturbance in your solar system. Do not communicate with the attacking forces or anyone. There will be strict radio silence between the bases from now on. Should another attack be made on an base, the other four Astral soft-craft will come to its aid without delay. Only during such an emergency may the radio silence be broken. But do not, I repeat, do not negotiate with anyone at all. Should an Astral craft be in danger of capture, do not hesitate to destroy the craft and your base. I repeat, do not hesitate to destroy the Astral craft. This is a strict instruction from Granda. Your base is, as you know, equipped with a device capable of destroy soft-ing it from a safe distance. You know how to operate this device, do not hesitate to use it. Should any of the Astral craft fall into the hands of those who pretend to be our friends, woe betide Earth. These craft would certainly be misused. Therefore, do not hesitate to destroy your scout craft. In the meantime, we have sent a carrier craft to Earth from this communications center in Sulin. In a few weeks it will reach your planet and on arrival will go into orbit, 9,600 km soft-TS above surface. An elliptical orbit will be chosen to encompass all AA bases on Earth. The Astral soft-craft which you have at the 5 bases will be flown by remote control to this carrier.